What they get out of what? Some people say because they get out of Islam, therefore being called al-Khawarij. Some people say because they get out of Sunnah. Some people say because they are get out of obedience. They don't obedient. They will not obey the Amir or the Khalifa, and they will break the unity of the Ummah, and they will be separating themselves from the Muslims. Therefore, we call them Khawarij, and they get out. They got out. Also, one of their names is Al-Haruriyah. Al-Haruriyah. And they've been giving this name because after they separated themselves from Ali radiallahu anhu, they gathered in a village or in a place very close to Al-Kufa in Iraq. It's called Harawra. Harawra. And they gather in this place, and therefore the scholar or the Sahaba used to call them Haruriya. And Aisha radiallahu anha once, she told one of her servants, Aharuriyatun anti? Are you among the Haruriyin? One also of the name, they call themselves now Ashurat or Shurah. Sorry, Ashurah. Ashurah, it means it comes from Ashira. قالوا نحن الذين قال الله فيهم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم. They said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He is اشترى. اشترى يعني purchase. Or he purchased from us, our soul and our monies, in order to what he's going to give us, Jannah. Which means for those who fight and make jihad, yani. So they said, we are shura, we are the people who are, we sold ourselves to Allah, yani. That's what they said, they're praising themselves. One of their names, Al-Mariqah. Al-Mariqah. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Yamruqun. Ya'ani, they will leave the religion. They will get out of the religion. Very similar to Al-Khawarij. Also, they've been called An-Nawasib. 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 Ma'khuda min an-Nasib. Ya'ani, limunasabatihim al-ada'a li'Ali radiallahu anhu. An-Nawasib, because they were very much against Ali radiallahu anhu, and they hated Ali radiallahu anhu, and they said, we are going to fight Ali all the way. That's why they be called An-Nawasib. Anyway, some scholars said Al-Khawarij as a group started from the Prophet ﷺ time, and the head of this group is the Khuwaysar al-Yamani, such as Ibn Hazm, Shahristani, even Al-Ajurri, Ibn al-Jawzi. But this is maybe not quite right, because of the Khuwaysar al-Yamani, he wasn't aware of this group, and he never gathered anybody around him. It was individual cases, but it was a sign for those people who's going to come after him. Some scholars said, no, it was during the Ali radiallahu anhu, during Uthman radiallahu anhu. You remember when I told you yesterday how they attacked Uthman's house and how they killed those people who gathered against Uthman, they are the Khawarij. But again, those people were mixed. Not all of them have one ideology. They all gathered against one, or they have one idea, which is this Khalifa, he need to be changed. They not yet have a kind of principles or belief different than what the Muslims believe. So we cannot call these groups also firqa, a group. But really, those people appear, if you want to know when this group appeared, it was after the Battle of Suffin. Ali radiallahu anhu, as I told you yesterday, he met Muawiyah, and they had a battle between Ali and Muawiyah. And you know what's the reason behind that? Because Muawiyah was asking Ali to kill the killer of Uthman, or the people who murdered Uthman, and Ali used to tell them, we should wait until the matter of Khilafah will settle and everybody give bay'ah, then after that we will go to see who is the killer exactly, and we, inshallah, kill whoever killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. Anyway, the battle start. Muawiyah and his group, they thought they're going to lose the battle. What they did, they said in the next day, they raised the mushafs. Let's go back to Al-Quran and to see what Al-Quran can judge between us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِن تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you have any difference, go back to Al-Quran and Sunnah, it will solve your problems. That's what happened. So, they decide to make peace and to have sulh, peace between them, or make a deal. So Muawiyah sent sent Amr ibn al-As, and Ali radiallahu anhu sent Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Anyway, they had an agreement on something. In this time, Al-Khawarij and some leaders with them, they were so upset, so angry. Why? They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Judgment only for Allah. Allah, He is the judge. That means nobody else can judge. So when Ali choose a judgment and Muawiyah choose a judgment, they break Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order, then they are kuffar. Here, there is a new idea, which is, if you break Allah's law, you commit a sin, and this is a major sin, you became not Muslim. This wasn't exist in the Muslims before. They said, and whatever you judge, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Amr ibn al-As, is also against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment rules. So that means they have done al-hukum bighayri ma anzal Allah. What they did, they judged between people, but not based on the Quran, from their own ideas, and this is kufr. وهنا ارتفع شعار الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله أنه كفر يخرج من الملة مطلقا. For the first time also, somebody said, if you do something against the Sharia, or you practice or you judge things against the Sharia, that means you are out of Islam completely. Completely. So, whoever did this, he is kafir. Whoever accepted this, he is kafir too. Because if you accept the kufr, you are kafir. This is the rules they put. So basically, Ali and whole army, everyone with Ali is kafir. Whoever believed Ali is Khalifa, because now he accepted him, he became kafir. So that means Ali and all of his followers kuffar. On another hand, Muawiyah and all of his followers are kuffar. Kuffar. And everyone else who was not involved in the battle, in Egypt, in Medina, in Yemen, and anywhere, and he accepted that, he is kafir too.